I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 21st, 2024, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frack?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Tell?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome you all to our council chamber tonight and invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. McCann.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like we have a student out there. Did you find the agendas over there on the side table? You can follow along if you have any questions, let us know.
Sure.
We're up to agenda item three, additions to the agenda, and I do have a couple of additions and changes. I would like to add as 4A, community updates. Just a couple of quick reports for you on activities around the city. And then I would like to move agenda item 10 forward in the agenda and let it become 5A. And then, for whatever agenda item turns out to be the last number, we'll have an executive session to discuss property purchases. Mr. Fry?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to have a discussion about the BZA positions that are open in Schedule A and for the future.
Let's make that 13A. That's kind of a committee report, I think.
I did see your email come out a little while ago.
Okay.
Other members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer is absent tonight for a personal issue. Mr. Shaw?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Ms. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for this evening's meeting. And item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on October the 7th. Mr. Fry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move for approval of the meeting minutes for the council meeting on October 7th, 2024, as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from October 7th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Added agenda item 4A, community updates. Just a couple of quick reports. I'm going to pass around the certificate that we received for the Ohio Historical Marker Program. Commending the city for helping to place the new marker on the campus of the Sisters of St. Francis. That was a really wonderful ceremony over there to get that done. Former Supreme Court, Ohio Supreme Court Justice Judith Lanzinger spoke. Toledo Bishop spoke. Representative Kaptur was there and spoke. And I said a few words as well of my memories about the sisters. And it was interesting. Judith Lanzinger was a trainee there as a Sister of St. Francis for 6 years. And I spoke about my memories of looking into the convent, wondering what was there, and told a number of stories. But she came up to me afterwards and said, "Well, Mayor, while you were looking in, I was looking out." So you might want to have a look at that. It's right along the convent, in front of their old mother house. The second event was the Sister City events this weekend that were a part of the Fall Festival. Very successful, and I appreciate those of you that came to the Sister City dinner Saturday night and also participated and met Mayor Ascione and his wife Sarah and their other attendees. It just couldn't have gone much better. David Walker is the new chair of the Sister City Commission and is using his talent to bring in more volunteers and have more programs for it. It seems like the Sister City program is on the upswing. And I believe you probably all received an email from him about the Santa Claus Parade. Mayor Jerry Escione invited us all to participate on Saturday, November the 16th. In fact, he'd love for me and others to go up on Friday, November the 15th for their lighting of their downtown holiday season lights. But the main event, the parade, is Saturday night at 6 p.m. And he guaranteed the weather would not be as nice as it was yesterday for our fall festival. So that's the update. Thanks to everybody who participated. All right. That gets us to agenda item 5, report of the Finance Committee. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finance Committee met on the 14th to review the budget. Started at 6 p.m. Members of the committee, myself, Mrs. Westphal, Mr. Hayden, Mr. Richardson, as well as Councilman McCann and Councilman Hanson, members of the administrative staff, Mayor, Mr. Troyer, Mr. Shaw, Ms. Brining, were also in attendance. Basically, I opened the meeting, as many of you know, the administrative staff puts an awful lot of time and effort into creating the budget. Start work on it many weeks in advance, assemble all the data and do things. Mr. Troyer reviewed those budget highlights, mentioned that there was one thing that was going to be pulled from that, was a potential green yard waste truck with the potential of a change, and may look at a different kind of purchase for a truck in 2026. Projection was that income taxes would rise in 25 by 3% versus the projection for this year, and that the general fund expenses were anticipated, not counting any transfers to the capital improvement fund, up about 2.6% year over year from 24 to 25. So with that, various other questions occurred, but with that, Mrs. Westphal made a motion to advance the budget to council for first reading on the 5th of November. And Mr. Hanum seconded, motion carried, and then the motion by Mrs. Westphal and the second by Mr. Hanum to adjourn, and we adjourned at 7:05.
And I believe the calendar for review and approval of the budget starts at our first meeting in November, and City Council can take up for the next three meetings to the first meeting in December to approve it if you so choose. All right, thank you, Mr. Fry. Now to agenda item 10, which has been moved up into the 5A position. This is proposed ordinance 118-2024, accepting for annexation the property on the south side of Monroe Street, down by the Ability Center of Toledo. Ms. Brining, can you put this step into perspective for us?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This was an annexation that was filed back in May as a property owner's request. It's my understanding that Brining filed it, and it will be redeveloped. But in order to do that, they need our utilities. So we requested, and there was no receipt of the annexation position. The county commissioners granted the annexation back in July. And so this is just the final procedural steps to establish interim zoning, which is R3, which is consistent with the proposed future use of the property. And we would recommend its approval.
Any questions for the law director? If not, we do have ordinance number 118-2024. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 118. 2024, I'll read by title only. Accepting for annexation of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2024-2, for which Leslie B. Brining is the agent, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory, and I move adoption of ordinance 118-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It is moved and seconded. for passage of ordinance number 118, 2024, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 118, 2024 is enacted. Thank you. Okay, back on our regular schedule for agenda item 6. Mr. Shaw will be coming to the podium, as has been a recent tradition here this year. Lots of service director ordinances. Okay, the first one has to do with the Haroon Park Trail Stream Restoration Phase 2. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to refresh council, since this one has been around for a little while, over 2 years with this project, but back in 2022, we had a $702,000 design build contract. We don't do many of those in Sylvania, but that's when you design and construct kind of at the same time. We had a contract with civil and environmental consultants, and their contractor was HEPCO, that we're going to move forward with this project with us. So we had that in place. About a year later, we had you guys approve a design build contract modification with them, which increased it from $702,000 to $182,669.18. And what we did was we expanded the footprint just a little bit, mostly in the area where the confluence of the North Branch of 10 Mile Creek and 10 Mile Creek and Ottawa River come together. So we expanded that footprint with it. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency was on board with that, but also we worked with them to try to get additional funds to help pay for that expanded scope. We were successful. We were able to do a 50-50 split with the Ohio EPA for that. So it added a net $91,335 to our cost of the project. So do all the work. Here we are. The project is finished. We were able to come in a little under that budget, not too much, but $10,993.15 under that adjusted contract amount. So project is finished. Its website's fully updated. It's got a very cool video. If you haven't checked it out, there's some drone footage of it flying. It looks amazing. Really good project down in 10 Mile Creek. So tonight we're asking for that change order to decrease the contract amount by $10,993.15.
I can attest that the project made big changes to that section of the Ottawa River. They have items in the river which direct the flow to the center to decrease the erosion along the edges. But they also created pools of water for fish breeding and other wildlife in it. It's a very good project.
Yep. We had Ohio EPA officials as well as ODNR officials have been down since it's been completed, and everybody's thrilled with how it looked and how it turned out. So happy all the way around.
All right. We do have ordinance number 114, 2024 to accept this change order of deduct in the amount of $10,993.15. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 114-2024, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the second amendment to the city's agreement with Civil and Environmental Consultants, Inc. for the Haroon Park River Trail Stream Restoration Project Phase 2 to reflect final cost of the improvement, decreasing the proposal amount by $10,993.15. I move for passage of ordinance number 114-2024 as an emergency measure.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 114-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 114-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 7. This is also a change order. This is a change order adding to the cost of the Balfour Waterline improvements and resurfacing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finally able to complete this project. We started it in early spring. Had some delays waiting for some materials to show up waterline related, particularly hydrants. In my 20-some year career doing this, I don't know if I had a project that ever had to wait for fire hydrants, but this was one of them. But we did have several added items to this. Most of it was in trees. There's a fairly good chunk there. Balfour had a lot of trees on it.
we did our best to manage them as good as we can. In the end of the day, we got to always keep in mind safety with some of these, especially when you're putting in a 5-foot deep trench next to them. So had a few additional trees than what we wanted to. Also, some of the asphalt paving and driveway replacement work that we did was a little bit more than we anticipated as well. Overall, it came in pretty good. Not a bad project, challenging area. Balfour has really old stuff in it, so we ran across several unrecorded drains and connections and what have you that we weren't anticipating. Working in old parts of town, that's sometimes what you run into. So here we are. Project is finished. We need a final change order in the amount of $34,874.75 to adjust our contract price. Overall, we are about 7.4% over budget on the project. That's where we finished.
The product looks really good. If you take a drive up there, the new road is very good for the neighbor. Questions for Mr. Shaw? Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 115-2024, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 2 final to the city's agreement with Geddes Paving and Excavating Inc. for the Balfour Road Waterline Improvements and Resurfacing Project to reflect quantity overruns and underruns, as well as one additional scope of work item for the project, increasing the contract amount by $34,874.75. I move for passage of ordinance number 115-2024 as an emergency.
Second. It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 115-2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries, and ordinance 115-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. All right, we're moving right along. We are up to agenda item 8. This has to do with the maintenance and construction agreement with right of entry for placing the 4 new rapid flashing beacons or pedestrian hybrid beacons at 4 Sylvania schools, Island, Sylvan, McCord, and Southview. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a really important piece of legislation. I'm really glad that we're able to do this, but in installing these 4 new devices to replace those rapid flash beacons there, this agreement that we have with the schools allow us to do a couple things. Number one, put the improvements within the right-of-way and in some instances on private property, which is great. We don't have to physically go and purchase and buy the right-of-way to do it. Two, it allows us our right of entry to build it. Allows our contractor the footprint to go do it. And then the last thing, and most importantly, is maintain them. And so this agreement outlines those 3 things. We see how to maintain them, how to get our contractor access, and then, how to build it moving forward. So this is an important agreement that we have. It really streamlines the process for design. We don't have to go through a laborious and expensive right-of-way acquisition. So it's a great partnership that we have with the schools. They're thrilled to be getting these devices, so obviously a willing partner with us this whole way. So what this does is it allows us to maintain them for a term of 25 years, and then we can extend it. Obviously, we're going to treat these just like normal traffic signals that we have in town, and we'll maintain them for as long as we have them. So we would recommend approval of this maintenance and construction agreement for this project. Happy to answer any questions.
Well, let's talk about the financing for the project. State of Ohio's stepping up on this one, I believe.
$1.1 million.
What's the total project?
1.2 or 1.3.
So the vast majority of this project is being paid for by the state of Ohio.
90% funded.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Shaw? You have in your council packets ordinance 116-2024 to enact this maintenance and construction agreement right of entry.
Richard. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 116-2024, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a maintenance and construction agreement with the right of entry on behalf of the city of Sylvania with the board of the Sylvania City School District relative to the Sylvania Avenue pedestrian hybrid beacon project. I move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 116-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 116, 2024 is enacted as an emergency item. Agenda item 9 has to do with the Monroe Street Traffic Signal Improvements Project. This has intersections Fifth Third Bank, ProMedica, Wellness Center, and what's the third one? Is it Corey Road?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Alright, Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. We've had this one, I think, last council meeting or the one before, in front where we were struggling to acquire right-of-way from Fifth Third Bank at the one intersection. Same intersection for this particular one, just opposite side of the street. This is the Major Magic's kind of plaza. Two property owners over on that side, the other one we've already cleared in March of this year. Kiff Properties is the bigger parcel of it, basically the whole plaza piece of it. They had a lot of upfront changes that were happening organizationally with them in terms of ownership and what names were going to be on the deed and who could officially sign for it. They had like 6 months of work to do to kind of get all of that.
Previous owner passed away within a couple of years.
Well, there it is, perfect, yeah. So they had some things to work through. So we were patient with them. They got them finally all worked through. Never contentious at all, just a matter of waiting for them to get their paperwork updated. So we're ready to move forward with the right-of-way acquisition parcel for 13WD. We reached an agreement of $7,095 to secure the right-of-way that we needed for it. Had funds encumbered in the 24 budget to do so. Account numbers listed there where they would come from. So we would request authorization to purchase the permanent right-of-way and the contract for sale with Kiff Properties in the amount of $7,000.
We're looking at the attached drawings for it. I can see there's a jog in the sidewalk on the other side, the south side of Monroe Street. Is that what's required because of Fifth Third's non-participation? Jog in the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Just guessing. Hi. Okay. Not this, not getting the property from Fifth Third, which we discussed at the Finance Committee. This is the property on the north side of Monroe Street. All right. Any questions for Mr. Shaw?
All right, we do have proposed ordinance 117, 2024.
Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 117, 2024, and read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a contract for sale and purchase of real property for a portion of the property along the north side of Monroe Street at the Fifth Third Bank Major Magic intersection in the amount of $7,095 for the Monroe Street Traffic Signal Improvement Project owned by Kiff Properties Limited, providing funds for said purchase, authorizing the payment of the purchase price, and I move passage as an emergency measure.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 117, 2024, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 117, 2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. We've already taken action on agenda item 10, so we go to the second page of our agenda. We're now up to agenda item 11. This is a letter of interest for construction management services for the downtown improvement projects. The construction bids were advertised again today in the Digital Blade as they were a week ago. Laura's name is on the bottom of the advertisement, so she'll pay for it. This is for construction observation and construction confirmation services.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you mentioned, projects out for bid. Bids will open on the 5th if everything keeps scheduling and moving right along. But we want to make sure that our construction management services contractor is set and ready to go as soon as the calendar flips and be ready to go. So we want to start that letter of interest process now, probably advertise for 3 weeks or so. Get those letters of interest in, score and rank, and then hopefully work through December on a contract for how much that would be. This amount, hopefully, that we've targeted correctly is in the 25 budget. We proposed it in it. So we'll hold on the contract till the calendar flips, and then as soon as we're in January, we would hire this firm to manage the entire construction process for us. So this is the first step to start the letter of interest process.
Questions for Mr. Shaw? Hearing none, we need a motion to authorize beginning the letter of interest solicitation for these construction management services. Mr. Richardson.
I'll make a motion to authorize administration to begin the LOI solicitation for the construction management services for the downtown transportation improvement project.
Second. Seconded to authorize. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You're now up to agenda item 12, which is for referral to the plan commission. This is for a change out on Centennial Road to allow for new housing projects. Ms. Bryning or Mr. Shaw, can one of you describe this to us? I know we have the drawings attached.
Sure. In the two lots that are shown in your packet, those are currently vacant. They sit kind of behind the commercial development of Mayberry. The developer is looking to put townhouses, I'm going to say, row of them, maybe six of them next to each other on each lot. So they'd have a pull-in garage space underneath, a small area on the first level, and then it goes up to a second level for a majority of the living space. The property was, if you know Mayberry, it started off in Sylvania Township, was a planned development in Sylvania Township. Our council really has never had to enact on the plan development as it came into the city when it was annexed. So the law director and I referred, and we thought the most appropriate step would be to have this kind of go through our formal plan development amendment process. Sort of have our planning commission look at it, public hearing, council recommendation, and so forth. I should note that it does fit within the current zoning of the parcels. It's zoned B2, and multifamily is permitted in B2. This would be more of an amendment, so to speak, to the plan development, because right at the top left corner of it, it notes that these two parcels were for commercial purposes. So this is a material change from what was shown in their plan development.
So this is a PD amendment?
Yes.
So all these wonderful pictures that we have and this design is what we're going to get, right?
This is a, yes, this is a, it's advertised on the front page of the drawings as a planned adult community. I can tell you it's probably not a senior adult community. If you look at the floor plans, it's as Mr. Shaw described. On the bottom level is parking, and it's stacked parking. You pull one car in and then you park another one behind it. And you go upstairs to the main floor where the living room, dining room, and kitchen are, and then you go up a second flight of stairs to get to the bedrooms. So you're going to get your exercise in these places. And that is an attempt to maximize the number of units on the site.
Yeah, I don't know that we have
any things like that in Sylvania. And you usually see these. You see these out along the lake shore where they're trying to get the finished parts up higher.
Maybe the garage is on the lower level.
Sure. That's what these are, and I don't
object to it, but people, when they
buy them, are going to have to say, we'll get the exercise going up and down the steps. Okay, this is just for referral to the planning commission for their recommendation to come back to you. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm guru that we refer application number ZA2-2024 to the planning commission for their review and recommendation.
Second. Seconded to refer amendment application ZA2-2024 to the planning commission for their recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that will be forwarded to the planning commission for their meeting in November. We are past their October meeting. Okay. That gets us to agenda item 13, committee reports, and we did add agenda item 13A. This is referring to BZA appointments. This is Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did send out a notice today to all council members that we have two BZA appointments that need to be reviewed and applications need to be accepted, and that special thanks to Laura for helping to get the ad put in the paper and on the website. We have one of the two candidates who's up for who would be up for reappointment has indicated he's not interested in running again. So we definitely will need someone for that seat. And the other individual has indicated that he is interested in running again and does plan to apply again. So what I'd like to do tonight is set a time when the Community Relations Committee can meet to do interviews. I won't know exactly how many interviews they are, so I thought we'd do it sometime when we could have an earlier start and then go until we complete the interviews. Generally, we don't have a huge onslaught of applications. I would encourage all council members and any administrative members who know people who might be good for this position to encourage them to apply as well. And again, the public notice is in your inbox and your email, so you can take a look at that. So one of the dates that I considered, but I'm a little conflicted about, I would love to see us do it on Monday, November 25th, but that's Thanksgiving week, so that gives a little bit of conflict for people who may be traveling that week. So I'm thinking about Tuesday, the 19th, Wednesday, the 20th, or Thursday, the 21st, maybe starting at 6 in the evening and then going until we're done. Will that day work for Marcus, Doug, and Patrick are the ones who are on the committee? None of those dates work for you?
I'm out of town for work, for my day job work, from Tuesday to Friday that week.
Okay, and I'm...
Let's start on Monday the 18th
at 6 o'clock. If we wanted to try and push it, that's kind of a lot considering their applications aren't due until the 14th. I feel like it's a lot to kind of get them locked in, but I could let people know that that would be the time.
I might, I'm sorry, I'm logging into my Delta to see when my flight is, and I might be leaving that Wednesday, if you give me one second.
Okay, sure, we've got a minute.
Tuesday.
Works for me.
No, I'm leaving Wednesday, so we'll be here Tuesday.
So Tuesday would work?
Yeah, my Outlook calendar.
Thank you. Marcus, is that a, Doug, Tuesday the 19th, will that work?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then let's plan on 6 o'clock. And generally what we've done is to meet in the conference room over here, the police conference room. That's the chief's conference room. Chief's conference room. So we'll plan to meet in the chief's conference room. Okay. And I'll keep you posted, and you'll get copies of all the applications that come in. So with that, I'd like to make a motion that the Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting hold interviews for the Board of Zoning Appeals position on Tuesday, November 19th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Chief's Conference Room.
Second. Moved and seconded to set that date. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll have the clerk post that date publicly.
Thank you. One more quick thing, if I could.
Yes.
I did share with council members that I have signs from the Sage Yard, which we've all agreed to support. So if you would like a sign, they're in my car. I don't have enough for all the city people, but if anybody in the city would like one, I will bring them over and drop them off to you. So if you'd like one, see me in my car. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time or committee referrals? If not, we're up to the executive session as agenda item 15, and I need a motion to go to committee of the whole executive session.
So moved. Second.
Seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanson?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mr. McCann?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Ms. South?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
There are two property purchases or property issues to discuss. No decisions will be made in executive session, and I don't believe we'll be taking any action and or return from executive session. And we need to have you go home for the night. Thank you. We'll take a minute here to make sure the stupid quarterback on. Okay, we have opened the doors to city council and returned from executive session committee of the whole to open meeting of council. I have reported to you that only issues of property sale and purchase were discussed. No actions were taken in the executive session and there are none taken at this time. The that, we are at the end of our agenda. There are four informational items at the bottom of the agenda. There are meeting minutes from the Board of Architecture Review, the Municipal Planning Commission, a press release, two press releases. We're going to take project sheet that the service department put out for the roundabout at Erie and Monroe, and also the US 23 Monroe Street interchange, just for your information to know what's out there on the street. All right. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting, 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday, November the 4th at 7:30 PM. Thank you all.